This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Meningitis is an infection of the tissue that covers the brain and spinal cord. Both bacteria and viruses can cause it. Viral meningitis is the more common form, but bacterial meningitis is more dangerous. Each year, almost 400,000 children under the age of 5 die from meningitis caused by a bacterium known as HIB. Millions more suffer hearing loss, brain damage, or other disabilities as a result of the disease. HIB, or Haemophilus influenza type B, requires intensive treatment with antibiotics. But most of the children are poor and live in developing countries. HIB vaccines for babies have been available since 1991. But for most of that time, their use was limited to industrial countries, mostly because of cost. Uganda began widespread child vaccinations against HIB in 2002. Now, a study has found that in areas where cases were counted, the disease rate fell by 85% in the first 4 years. Then, it fell to zero in 2006. Scientists from the government, the World Health Organization, a French agency, and others have been studying the campaign. They estimate that the program now prevents 30,000 severe infections and 5,000 deaths in children under 5 each year. Their report is to be published next month in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization. The Gavi Alliance paid for the vaccines. Gavi was formerly the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. This alliance of private and public interest was created in 2000 to widen the availability of immunizations. With Gavi's support, Uganda provided 16.5 million doses of HIB vaccine nationwide from 2002 to 2006. Other studies have found similar results with HIB vaccines in countries including Bangladesh, Kenya, and Gambia. But the executive secretary of the alliance, Julian Lobb-Levitt, says this is the first time the group has seen rates drop to zero. Uganda chose to use an injection that contains vaccines against 5 diseases: HIB, as well as diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, and hepatitis B. In November, the Gavi board approved additional financing to pay for HIB vaccine in a total of 44 countries. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. For more health news, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.